The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. I do thank you for tuning into our show today, and also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710kiel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Kiel application on their Apple or Android devices. I do also want to thank those who might be listening to this show via podcast. We have many hundreds and hundreds of podcasts on the bestoftimesnews.com. As well as Apple Podcasts. We do thank AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about tips on traveling to Europe, but especially Greece. So stay to this show for some interesting information. It is Saturday, September the 7th, and we are broadcasting our show from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept calling questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the September-October issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. We thank you for the many compliments about our magazine. We do appreciate hearing from you. If you're unable to find a printed copy at one of our 270 distribution locations, remember, you can always visit our popular website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues for the past 8 years on our website, as well as to listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. In addition, you can view and download the 2024 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory. Each and every month, the Best of Times sends out a newsletter via an e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers residing in Caddo and Bossier parishes of Louisiana. It provides them with a link to read our current issue, but also gives them additional information that's not found in our printed magazine. Join the many thousands who are receiving this free newsletter via their email address. Just visit our website again, thebestoftimesnews.com, to subscribe free to our TBT newsletter. Our friends at Ernest Orleans continues to have the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing with fabulous meals at highly discounted price, along with entertainment and valet parking. Again, it's highly recommended due to the popularity of this Thursday night Best of Times special to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. Make plans to attend the largest senior boomer expo in the state of Louisiana that will take place on Wednesday, October 30th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. in the Gala Big Top at the main entrance of the Louisiana State Fairgrounds. Admission, of course, is free, parking free, lots of entertainment, fun, hundreds and hundreds of giveaways, hundreds of door prizes, lots of health screenings, vaccines will be provided, information from over 120 exhibitors. Attendees can also register to win special grand door prizes valued at over $1,000 each. Remember, you must be present to win any and all of our door prizes. So for more information, pick up the September-October issue of The Best of Times or visit our website at www.thebestoftimesnews.com. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today are three important guests. First of all, I'm going to introduce my new cohort, is Mr. Shannon Johnson. Shannon, welcome to the Best of Times.
Thank you so much for having me here.
Well, Shannon has a lot of experience, and also experience in radio and interview, and he's come back to Shreveport for a few years ago, and we're glad to have him back. And he's now, I have delegated some tasks to Shannon.
I don't need more work.
You do some of my work for me.
I'll give you some.
That's what you call a senior moment. That's probably why I need Shannon around here. So I want him to be educated and learn a little bit about my radio show, my magazine, my senior expo. So he's going to be helping me in all of those particular avenues. And
yes.
I appreciate him coming on staff at the best of times. You know, we probably greatly needed that person so I can do other things and relax a little bit at 74. But he's a go-getter, and I'm really proud of you. And today he's going to learn a bit about the radio show. He does a radio show occasionally.
Yes, I do.
On Red River Radio. Fantastic show interviews, and that's the other reason why I invited him, because I want him hopefully to have these two gentlemen and lady, husband and wife, to be on your show in the near future.
Yeah,
remarkable. And they do have a show called Haywire, right?
Well, that's what me and Dan Garner, we do. All Louisiana right. Haywire, which is a whole other discussion.
Yes.
But it honors the history, the music history of Northwest Louisiana.
And so, we do want to heavily promote that in the area.
Yeah, we'll have to have Dan and Benet, our producer, out one day to talk all about that.
Good.
A fun project.
Good deal. So, again, my other guest on my show, the primary guest to talk about today is Mr. Winston and Donna Hall, recent travelers to Greece and Europe. And I've asked him to share their experiences in traveling in Europe with my many listeners who plan for their future trips to Europe. So thank you, Winston. Thank you, Donna, for having us. And the other thing, before we start into this, I learned from your illustrious husband there. He's been on my show a few times promoting his books and promoting his many other activities. I mean, he's definitely the leader of the pack to bring Shreveport on the map.
I try.
He tries. He is very passionate about the music history in this area.
But he's also passionate about other
about
things.
About Shreveport in particular. And came from Texas.
That's right.
But he is very passionate about Louisiana.
I'm very proud of him. I've told him out on my show. I put him on a pedestal, and I want him to run for mayor. So
I told him, I said, I didn't sign up for that. The politician's wife, I don't know if I could do that job.
You would do great.
You can handle it, Donna, really, really well. So, again, I want to learn a little bit more about yourself. He told us a little bit on the show, and it caught my interest. So I know we're going to talk about traveling to Europe and Greece, but give us a little snippet about your background, Donna.
So I actually lived in New York after college and did marketing there. But then eventually, during summers in college to make money, I worked for my uncle's film studio in New Orleans. My uncle, Little Joe Catalinato, started basically the film industry in New Orleans way back in the 60s. And so I was a film costumer, costume designer, key set costumer for 28 years. And basically in the New Orleans area, and I would travel sometimes with them.
Time out. You look so young.
I'm not as young as I look, Gary, and the film industry aged me a lot, I have to say. But I did. I started really young. I mean, I started working in the film industry literally in college, and then went to it full-time when I left my career in New York, moved back to New Orleans, and the film industry at that time was just really, jumping
boom.
Off. Yeah. And then I ended up, though, in Shreveport after Hurricane Katrina. All the films came up here, and that's how I met him.
That's what he told us. What a love story that could be. I could see a movie plot. You need to write a screenplay for this.
Yeah. Another day when we're not just talking about Greece and stuff, I'll have to tell you the story of how we really met on that movie, and it's a very funny story.
We did meet on the movie Mad Money.
That's
another story for another day, but.
Really?
So the film industry brought us both to Shreveport.
Interesting. I've been in an extra in, I think, 18 movies. And I think that was one of the ones I couldn't make it. They called me to be an extra in that movie. But
Did you do any work on Olympus Has Fallen?
I was unavailable, but I did W.
Yeah.
I did.
He was a driver on W.
I was a driver.
He drove the film back and forth to Dallas for W.
Oh, wow.
We're going to have a film hour where we talk about
it. I was on the year one when W was filming, and they kind of overlapped. And so.
Well, Welcome Home, Wasco Jenkins. I don't know if you remember that movie.
No, but I have friends who worked on that.
That was the most fun movie I've ever been an extra in, Martin Lawrence, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
He was so nice and treated me so well. He does a dumb little extra, you know, but he was remarkable.
Well, a lot of the film people here are really excited about the possibilities of 50 Cent bringing a lot of movies back to Shreveport. We hope it happens.
So, yes, I'm going to bring you back both on. We can talk about the movie days, and hopefully it's going to be increasing exponentially in around the area.
We hope so.
But it was a fun time. So let's get started. This show is going to be talk about Greece and Europe. It could last several hours. Mm-hmm. But what I want to focus on to my middle listeners out there is I was amazed when Tina and I went this year. We've gone many times. The number of Americans, British, but they tend to go to Greece and Italy and all that. But I was overwhelmed by the number of American tourists, not just on cruises, but on land. Did y'all see that as well when you traveled?
I was amazed at the number of different nationalities, Asian, you know, just every I don't know. I think I was more amazed that anywhere you went, people, no matter their nationality, were speaking English. And so then we would ask them, are you from America? And some would be and some not. But like you said, I mean, really large numbers. And we were there kind of on an off season a little before their tourist season. And it was still, you know, crowded.
So why did you select you and Winston go to Greece?
Wait, before she answers, I have to preface this whole conversation that she's the planner.
Oh,
I am not a planner. You know how when you grab your car keys and the dog starts wagging his tail? That's me. And so she had said all along this was one of her trips, big trips she wants to do.
The bucket list.
I steer around the term bucket list because to me it's kind of morbid, you know, like before I kick the bucket. So we just called it, hey, this is the trip we want to go on. It's a big trip. So when I tell you that I had hardly anything to do with the planning, I mean it sincerely. This was her trip. She would bounce ideas off of me, but ultimately I'd say, let's do what you want to do, and I'm along for the ride. Boy. I'm just wagging my tail like
a
dog.
But he's very easygoing and always like, whatever is important to me is important to him. And, I mean, I feel lucky that I have a partner like that.
So that was my preface. So then she took over the planning.
Okay. I did a lot of research.
So I'm going to be interviewing
I'm just going to be sitting here smiling.
But he's really good about just soaking in the experiences. So anything I planned, he was all in. He's like, important. This is great. This is the best thing we've ever done.
I will add for any detractors that said I didn't do my part with the planning, her worst nightmare is for me to plan a trip because I'm so bad at it. So there's a good dynamic there.
Good dynamic.
Anyway, you were saying.
So like when we arrive at the plane, I'm like, here's your ticket code that you have to show him when we get to a museum. Here's your ticket code.
He's like,
I just have to show up.
She missed her calling.
I am a very diligent researcher and planner. So
back to the question.
But what did you research the best time to travel to Greece and Europe?
I did a lot of research on that, and I would say, I told you I have these two folders in front of me that I brought for Gary to see. When I was in college, I saw the Greek Blue Dome churches and all of that. I was like, I want to go there one day in college. And it just never worked out. My film schedule and various reasons, money and, you know, who knows what. But I never got to go. And so Winston said, I want to make this happen. And so ironically, you know, that was just one of the things that we saw, the Blue Dome churches. I just was amazed at everything in Greece. One of my favorite things in Athens was the Panathinaik Stadium. Yes. And we were there a week after the flame had come through on its way to Paris. And just standing in that stadium, I was just overwhelmed. I mean, it was really something special.
You were walking in antiquity.
Yes.
Where the Olympiads were definitely playing in the first Olympics there.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you'd go to some site and it would say 400 BC or, you know, whatever, and you're thinking, this is why I came to Greece. This is the part that I want to know about.
So I want to mention, everyone, seeking assistance from travel agencies, travel groups is good, but doing it yourself is sometimes fun if you got the time and effort.
Yes.
And you got that person in the family that can do that, right?
Yeah. Well, and you have to decide. You can't see everything, so you have to decide what's important to you. And, like, that stadium was definitely one of the things. I definitely want to see that. there were certain restaurants. So I was like, I want to see that, but I can tell you, you can't have a bad meal in Greece.
That's a good point.
Absolutely. You can stop anywhere and have amazing food.
Oh, the food was amazing throughout. And I will say throughout Europe, there weren't too many places. I mean, Germany might be the most bland type of food, but it was okay. And interestingly enough, even in Germany, you find Greek restaurants. So mm-hmm. I mean, we found yes. several in that yes. in that country, and they were really popular. So the other, I just want to mention, you can. I'm not belittling travel agencies or tour groups. There are many people that go on those and really enjoy themselves, but it's a strict itinerary. So you got to make sure that you enjoy it. When you do it yourself a lot, you get a little. Places where you might not, where the tour agencies might not go, correct?
Well, and I will say that I should point out that we did take a cruise. So, you know, that part of it was a planned pretty schedule. Straight. But then when we would get to a port, we would decide, like, you know, which tours or whatever to take. And I would say that for the most part, we took the tours because a lot of the tours will take you away from the cruise port. Sure. So away from the little like touristy shops and stuff. And in those situations, we got to go to like the far ends of an island and just see more of the history in the island. And the tour group operators are locals. So they know, you know, the history. And we learned that in Greece, they have to have college degrees That's in true. The tour. I mean, really intense testing and stuff. And we were really impressed with all of our tour guides there.
Well, that is true. I want to mention that you didn't tell the listeners that, but you had a land base, right?
Yes.
Then you did went on a cruise. Yes. Many people do that, including Tina and I. We've done that several times.
We were in Athens for 4 days before we got on the ship, and we loved that we did that because we got to see lots in Athens. Certainly not everything. We could go back and see all new things, and then we got on the ship and then came back to Athens.
I got to tell you a funny story. You got time for a quick funny story? Donna's family has this wonderful motto, and their motto is, if it's worth doing, it's worth overdoing. So we tend, especially going somewhere new, we tend to lean towards the busier itinerary. And sometimes when Donna makes like our own itinerary, it's busier than when the tour guides do it. So she booked she wanted to see a play on the roof of a building in Athens, and the Acropolis is in the background at night. And it's just stunning, like lifetime experience. The problem was, she booked the ticket the night after we had flown overnight to get to Greece.
Oh, wow, yes.
Gary,
this superhuman,
he was sleeping through
this
part
superhuman
of it.
Woman did not sleep through the play. She sat there wide-eyed watching it, and I was sitting next to her, and I kept dozing off, and she'd elbow me, and I'd sit
But
up.
It was amazing. It was a Greek medieval play,
yes, it was
I kept referencing things that we learned in it. He's like, I must have slept through that part.
Oh, it was done traditionally.
It was amazing.
They all played multiple characters, and the parts of the play I was awake for were fantastic. So it was a little aggressive for me, but in retrospect, when we got back, I'll always remember that setting and the scene. I may not remember the whole play.
But you'll remember it.
But we went out of our way, and that wasn't on some tour guide's itinerary. She found that and said, we're going to this, and they had wine and cheese, and it was really just a beautiful life moment that will keep with us forever. So I was glad she made me go.
And she made you go. But yes. It was those things like that you find by accident. We can do 4 hours of Tina and I doing the same thing, finding something by accident.
Yes.
And just walking
off
in.
Off the beaten path.
Nobody knows
yes.
about it. And we came in there, and there was remarkable. I will tell you, it's in Paris. We found this particular restaurant that hires the seconds to all their opera singers. Mm. And they sing operettas throughout. The waiters and waitresses are all professional singers.
Wow. Oh, that's amazing.
And the course was like a five or more than that course meal. So everything stopped. There's an aria. There's a presentation, and all the waiters and waitresses do a little performance.
Wow.
So how long did dinner take?
Four hours.
we were there at 6. Didn't get over to 12.
Yeah.
12
oh.
midnight.
Oh
wow.
When you had desserts, it was a marathon. I was amazed they could sing that long, not lose their voices, but they were all professional, and they even got Gary involved. That's a lot. That's another side story. So the other thing, when we get back from break, I want you to mention, of course, the importance of preparing when you go to any country outside of the U.S. because a lot of people need to know this, because when they get there, it's sometimes too late to make these particular changes, and you may come up with some serious consequences. I can tell you many horror stories of several of my friends that did not take and heed advice of either others, but today we're going to give you some helpful hints. Hopefully it'll make your travels to anywhere outside the U.S. more pleasant. So we'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me today on my show is a special guest, our Winston Hall and Donna Hall, the recent travelers to Greece and Europe, and I've asked them to share their experiences with my listeners today, so it will gain you information and helpful hints on your future trips to Europe and especially to Greece. So, again, you are thrilled about going to Greece. But you had to do a little preparations. People think they can just pack a bag and go, right?
If I would give any, like, one piece of advice, if you are going to Europe or pretty much anywhere, the travel insurance is a must, in my opinion. And people think that it's outrageously expensive, but, like, for our 10-day trip, I think we paid $110 for the two of us. Well worth it, because if we would have gotten ill over there and had to be airlifted back or anything like that, they cover up to, I mean, it was pretty substantial. Like, I can't remember the exact numbers, but I mean, it was a lot. And I would highly recommend that. And you don't necessarily have to do it through your travel agent. Our cruise line offered it, but I ended up doing it through an independent company. And, you know, it was a good price, and I was very relieved and never felt worried, because I knew we had that.
It's important, and I highly recommend that as well. I'm nowhere ever, you know, you can get it from your cruise line, but you don't have to.
Right.
And, you know, the cruise line does have insurance, but a lot of time that insurance only covers the cruise time.
Yes.
If you want to do a private time, it doesn't. So it's good to get one of those policies.
I would throw in there, being an organized person like I am, the passport situation is something people tend to not think about far enough ahead of time.
True.
It's a long, I mean, it's, you know, it's through the U.S. government. So don't wait till your trip's on the horizon. You need to get that done immediately.
Winston, here is the deal. If you need one super fast, you can pay lots of money to get it escorted in Washington, D.C. I know of several individuals that their passport expired and they didn't check it. And they were going to go to Europe. They've already made all their planes and flights, but they didn't look at it.
Yeah.
So they had to pay several hundred dollars to get it personally escorted and going through the process to get their passport.
And Winston, a few years ago, he had to do an expedited process like that, but they were so backed up with expedited ones that he still had to wait quite a while for it. And I know most countries, your passport has to be valid for six months past the date that you get back. And people don't realize that. They're like, oh, mine's not expired until I get back. So that's something to look at.
That one derails trips.
It does. So, and they will check that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yes.
They will definitely.
I do have one question for you that I think y'all listeners may like to know. Explain the difference between a passport and a visa, because a lot of people don't really understand, and we were talking about that in break. Some countries, and you said more are going to visa. Could y'all explain that?
You know, I didn't understand the difference between those, and it was helpful when we signed up for the cruise. It said you are not required to have a visa to travel to this, you know, destination. But like Gary was saying, some countries now are going to be requiring that. And the only experience that I had with visa when I worked in the film industry and we traveled to other countries, if we were going to be there for longer than a vacation time, that we had to obtain a work visa. But I know there are some countries that require travel visas, but that's different than the passport, you know, obviously.
It's totally separate
things.
Yes.
certain countries require it, and they're requiring it now to make more money for their country. Mm-hmm. And I think also to limit certain number of people coming into their country.
And I don't know this. You would have to have a different visa for each country that you visit? Okay.
It's not a European. It's not an EU visa. It's it's a country, per country visa.
So that will make it even more complicated.
But most of them, now it's online. I mean, Gary and Tina had to have one for Egypt, for Jordan, India, China. I can't remember the other countries, but you can go online to their website. It will tell you if a visa is required for American citizen. He'll tell you what citizenship do you have, and yes, because the United States has, I think, more countries that requires United States citizens to get passports than other countries. I think other, like, you know, EU, if you're a member of the EU, you don't have to. You can just cross the line, no, nothing needed. But that's going to change. And the other thing I think Shannon brought out, make sure you make a copy of your United States passport. That is the most valuable item that it's stolen throughout
you're
the world.
In trouble, mm-hmm. Yes.
So be very careful about who you give it to and guard it. If you have a safe within your hotel or even in your cabin, it's important that you keep. But make copies. I will tell you, it saved me. Occasionally, you may get stopped in a country. Tina and I, it happened, and luckily we had copies of it and color copies of the passports in our wallet. Mm-hmm. And I had it on my phone, too, but luckily I had it printed and put it in there.
So that was one thing that the cruise ship recommended to us in our pre-boarding information was, when you go out off of the ship, leave your actual passport in the safe on the ship. Take the color copy with you.
True.
Because if you have to produce the real one, the officials would have to escort you back to the ship to show you that. But
exactly,
you at least
right.
have something to carry, because if somebody snatches your purse, that's it. Like, you can't even get back on the ship if you don't have your actual passport or your, ID. And so that was a recommendation that we took to heart, and we, only carried copies when we went out. Now, in Athens, it was different because we weren't on the ship, but we left it in our hotel safe, with
Excellent.
Our own code, and carried the color copies.
But, it's good to have them. You can put them on your phone now. And even occasionally you do need to show dual things. You might show them a driver's license as well as a passport. So arranging for flights to Europe and Greece, how advanced did you do that? I mean, months in advance?
I would say it was probably 3 months out is when I got our airfare. I started researching it before that, but we kind of, with his music work schedule, since he plays all over Shreveport, we had to kind of plan around that of things he had already committed to. And we, the big debate is, do you fly out of Shreveport or do you drive to Dallas? And for us personally, we love flying out of Shreveport.
Hashtag fly Shreveport.
Yes, we love flying out of Shreveport. It's just so much less hassle. It's so easy for us. We live less than a mile from the airport and so easily can take an Uber or something there. And for us, the difference was not substantial to fly out of Dallas. I think it was a $200 difference. So it didn't make sense for us to have to spend like a whole day, because you got to allow for Dallas traffic and then be at the airport 2 hours in advance for an international flight. And so we probably would have had to get a hotel the night before. So for us, the $200 was not a big thing. And we were able to fly. We flew nonstop to Atlanta. Was that right? Yeah, Atlanta, and then nonstop from Atlanta to Athens. So
that's a great
that
flight.
Second trip was a little bit intense for me, that 11-hour trip. But I think you have to just put it in your mind that you have to do it. And, they have movies now to keep you entertained and all kinds of stuff like in front of you that you can entertain yourself for hours. But it was a long time to be sitting.
We would add, this is kind of a left turn a little bit, but we used to be window people. And we have now switched to aisle people because I can't prove this, but it feels like the seats are getting smaller. And also the distance in front of your legs, the leg room.
Oh, yes.
So we did aisle, because then, if you just start hurting, you can stand up right by your seat, sit back down.
Take a little walk.
Take a little walk, yeah. So especially maybe if you're 20 years old, you wouldn't care, but when your back starts hurting and your knees start hurting, it's difficult to climb over two or three people or a stranger every time you want to get out. So we recommend aisle. and it'll save a little time.
We were hoping that one day we'd be able to afford the business class or first class because they had their own little pods and stuff. But they told us it was an additional $4,000 per ticket on the flight we were on. And I was like, oh, wow, we could take three more trips with that. So we didn't do it.
At least. So it's good. It's better to get a flight. Your flights as early as possible.
I think so.
Because the prices are bound to be much better because when they start filling them up, the prices.
And there are price trackers that you can say, this is where I want to go, and they'll let you know if it drops and you can buy it at that time. And I've done that a few times. I didn't do it for that one because we were pretty locked into when we had to go. But I have done that in the past. If we didn't have a certain time, we had to fly and they notify you. And I think there's like Google Flights. They have a thing where you can search, like if you don't even care what destination you're going to, and they'll say, oh, we have this flight for $25 to Indonesia or, you know, whatever. And if you don't have a schedule that you have to adhere to, you're like, oh, great. Let's leave Friday.
Let's go. Let's go. And you know, you were mentioning the flight time. I heard one individual last year saying, we're going to go to Italy. And I said, congratulations. Have you ever been to Europe? He said, no. And I told him, you better be prepared because it's not a 4-hour flight like to New York. Really? They don't take 4 hours just to go across the Atlantic. I said, it's a long way over there to Rome, Italy. Yeah. And so you mentioned it's pretty long, even out of Atlanta or New York or Newark, et cetera.
And I have friends who they will always break it up so that they don't have that long trek. They'll go to two airports instead of doing the one long flight across. And I mean, you're still going to have at least 6 hours to get across the ocean, something like that. And for me, I just don't like the landing and taking off every time. So I figure I just like lock in and, you know, do what I have to do to get there through the 11-hour flight. And it was okay. I'm not sure I could do China. That one they said is like 16 hours
that's
or something.
What we did.
I don't know.
It was 16 hours out of Los Angeles. We'd been there, done that.
I worked with Hugh Jackman on the movie Logan, and I said, Hugh, how do you go home to Australia? And he said, oh, Donna, it's three meals and two sleeping pills. And I was like, there you go.
Oh, okay. The other thing people need to forewarn, you can check with the website and the State Department's website is getting necessary vaccines, tetanus or otherwise. The State Department will advise you of obtaining, especially to go, you probably didn't need them in Greece, but many other countries like Egypt and the Middle East countries, you do need, even in China and India, you do need certain vaccines to get. So we talked about health insurance because I want to forewarn people under Medicare. Medicare insurance does not cover when you're abroad. So again, and even most 99% of the private insurance do not cover.
Yeah, we have Blue Cross of Louisiana, and that's another reason we got that travel insurance because it would cover our medical, expenses because Blue Cross would not cover it over there.
So when you went to Europe, did you get euros or did you use real euros or just credit cards?
I'm
all the
so
time?
Glad I didn't think about that. I'm so glad you asked that because we did this through our bank here, through Capital One. We got our euros ahead of time, which I would highly recommend. You're not going to know how many you need, but we were like, let's start with 250 euro per person. And it was so helpful because when we got to the airport in Athens, we didn't have to immediately go and find a bank or an ATM to try and get euros to pay even the tips or the Uber drivers
or anything like that.
Or
a can of Coke, right?
Right.
I want to buy a Coke
and so
for
it
1
was,
euro.
And it was such an easy process. We just went to Capital One. They deducted it from our bank account. It was at the bank in 2 days. We went and picked it up. And some banks, they even have it on site. Ours did not. But they ordered it and we had it within 2 days.
We do that all the time when we go and we get the money of the certain country we're going to because it does help you. And a lot of times it's even cheaper. You get a better exchange rate.
Yes, they did mention that.
You get a better exchange rate. And remember, y'all, yes, you can bring U.S. dollars, but some countries don't like them.
No. And we found in Athens they would sometimes take them, but when we got to the smaller islands, they don't have the capability to take the American dollar.
This is skipping to the very, very end of the trip on the cab ride back to the airport. We picked an arbitrary number of euros, like we just guessed. And on the way home, very last thing in Greece, to tip the driver, we had a combination of euros and American dollar bills. We used our last euro tipping the guy after 10 days. And I said, I'm so sorry. I hope you can find some, but here's your tip. It's American dollars. But he was grateful. They'll find a way to change it.
And one other thing, I don't know if you did this. Did you use credit cards?
We did use, occasionally we would use the credit card for, a lot of our stuff was prepaid because obviously the cruise was all prepaid. And so our meals on there, and that was very helpful because if we went out for a tour all day, we weren't worried about going to get a meal or anything because we're like, oh, we'll just eat when we get back to the ship. And we knew we had, you know, eat 24 hours a day on the ship. And so we did use the credit card sometimes for the, believe it or not, in Greece, you can use American Uber app works in Greece. And so that's, we a lot of times would use, you know, but that was in our app, the credit card. And then I guess some meals we did do the credit card and occasionally, I guess the hotel we did.
But what I want to advise you and others that what Gary and Tina have found that you inform the credit card company that you're going to various countries. Because if you don't, initially they might deny it, think it was stolen and utilized in Greece, Italy, Turkey, whatever. So we learned our lesson many years ago in going to Mexico that we didn't inform them. Then they you know, sent me a text and emailed, and I called them and says, we're in Mexico. You didn't tell us, Mr. Kaligas. We thought you were your credit card was stolen. We're just going to hold it. And so then they released it. But it took me a long time.
Which is where the cash would come in handy,
and
right?
We had called our bank to let them know as well, because like for ATM and stuff. And he did say that so many people now travel overseas that they don't really, you know, do that anymore where they flag it. But he said they're constantly like watching that. And he said that they, you know, do keep their eye on if they see a foreign travel, you know, charge or whatever. But we had no trouble with any of that. But one thing that we did always make sure we did was one of our credit cards always stayed in the safe. And we took the other one just in case we got pickpocketed or anything like that, that we would have a backup just in case.
The other advice is cell phone. The cell phone service in Europe and throughout the world is becoming extremely good.
Yes. I mean,
we were on an island then many years ago in Greece that never had any cell phone service or internet. Now it's all over.
Everywhere.
It was amazing.
We just had to notify, our cell phones are through AT&T, and we had to notify them, and they put us on the international plan, and we paid, I think it was $12 a day for unlimited texting, calling if you had service. The one thing they warned us about was, if you are on that ship and you do not have the Wi-Fi plan, do not even turn your phone on with the Wi-Fi because it will start trying to connect to the ship. And a lady had just come back and had charges of $500 and something for 10 seconds that she tried to just turn on her phone to look at something. She wasn't even making a call. And AT&T was trying to, the ship sent the bill to AT&T through this lady's, you know, number. And so I said, oh, that's a good thing to know. I would have never thought of that. And as it turns out, we should have gotten the Wi-Fi plan on the ship. We didn't do that initially, and we should have done that because we found that we wanted to post pictures and stuff for our family, and we regretted that we didn't do it. But next time, we would definitely, you know, get the package.
On our cruise ship, it was a $39 package or something, and we thought it was per day.
Yeah,
but it was for the whole cruise. So in retrospect,
and some travel agents will even give that to you for free as part of your, you know, you buy the cruise through them.
Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Tenant Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show as special guests is Winston Hall and Donna Hall, recent travelers to Greece. I've asked them to come to share their experiences about traveling to Europe. So let's talk about Greece. What was your first awe when you visited the country?
Oh, I was going to say the Acropolis.
The crop list.
I see it. You've seen it in pictures your whole life. And like even in front of me on my folder, I put it on there because you've seen this your whole life, but it is nothing compared to seeing it in person. And I was amazed at how anywhere in Athens, pretty much, you could always see it, like unless you got, you know, pretty far out. But I love that because it was kind of a landmark that you'd say, oh, well, now we're on the other side of the Acropolis. So we know we're on the wrong side. You know, we have to go around to get back to it. But it was impressive.
And I would add quickly to that, that as somebody who grew up in the Bible Belt, you read the Bible stories your whole life. You're at the Acropolis down at the bottom. And just casually, the tour guide says, oh, by the way, this is where Paul spoke.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. And then there, off she goes on talking about something else. I said, whoa. Like, I'm from the other hemisphere. I've never stood where Paul, a character from the Bible, stood. Are you kidding? That, to me, was really incredible. I sent my mom a message right away. I said, you don't believe where we're standing. So that was just kind of the first thing. And then after that, it's, you know, Socrates was over here pondering life and just snowball of all these ancient things you've heard your whole life.
Antiquities you hear about it in all the theaters that you saw that, you know, date back many
years.
And
the churches.
I was going to talk about the churches.
I mean, just one after the other, just beautiful, just so, and that is one thing that I did research ahead of time, is that a lot of people don't realize some of those churches, the women have to have knees covered, some of them shoulders covered. So if you're dressing for the heat, a few of the churches did have things out in front of the church that you could throw on, but I always had like a lightweight pant on just for those reasons. And I always had a jacket with me just in case, you know, a church, you know, said you needed to be covered. And you want to respect, you know, their policies, and they are very serious about those things. And so you don't want to dishonor, you know,
Have you ever been to an Orthodox church?
No, I don't think so.
The Greek Orthodox, I think one of the ones that we went to on the island that was part of the monastery.
Yeah, all of them are Greek Orthodox, most of them there.
I mean,
there might be a couple of Catholic churches, but most of them, you're at Greek. I'm just saying in America, have you been to any of them here?
Right.
Well, I invite you to go one of our three in the area. You need to go. We've seen very similar.
Now that we've been to Greece, to come back and see one here, I think would be kind of a neat way to tie all that together.
So if you notice, everyone, if you go to one of the churches there, they have very few of them have any pews or chairs. Mm-hmm. Did you notice that when you went in?
Mm-hmm. Some of the, to me, it was, I liked seeing how everyone was different. Like some of them were only kneelers. Some of them there was just open areas. Some of them there were more like traditional kind of pews. But the theme to me in all of them, they were so ornate and just, I mean, breathtaking. When we would walk in, you couldn't even describe it.
Everything has symbolism, and some of it dates back 325 AD.
Just amazing, really amazing.
But you know, I will tell you, we were in Greece, Tina and I went to a few churches and went to different liturgies and masses. But the tourist seems to me were a little frustrated because this is Greece and they expected it be in English. But it's sung and it's chanted and all the scriptures are done in Greek, in the original Greek. So the Bible verses are in Greek.
Wow. Yeah.
And everything. So like, you know. So a few of them said, well, a few of them came after me in one of these cathedrals I went to. This is, sir, where do we find the book? I said, well, most churches, Orthodox churches, have a Greek and English dictionary, Greek and Italian, et cetera, but they don't have one here. I don't know why. You can probably Google it and it was totally remarkable.
I think it's important when you're traveling to Europe, the whole point is to see how they do things, and you're a visitor there. And so you need to honor what their traditions are and the way that they do things. And that to me is the beauty of traveling over there, is to see how other parts of the world do things. And when you said that, it brought this up to me. I have heard people comment on this before, that Europeans normally do not like ice in their drinks, and Americans are outraged by that. And they're like, I thought of this several times when people would tell the story. I'm like, you're not in America, and they don't like ice. So when you come back to America, go have your big giant drink with ice. But when you're over there, do what they do. Like, that's how they like it.
I can tell you so many stories. When I went first time in 1972, and I asked for ice, they brought it in a little cup, one ice cube.
Yes, yes, one same thing. Cube. I asked for iced tea, and they had like they dropped in three cubes.
Ice machines are very rare throughout very the country, rare. And even in Italy, it's quite rare that you can find. I think it's because of the water, but also the machines as well. How'd you like the food?
Oh, I would love the food.
Food was amazing.
Did you try original moussaka?
We did. Yeah. Every time we would get in a cab or an Uber, we would always ask them, what's your favorite, you know, traditional Greek food? And they would tell us, and we'd write it down, make them spell it for us. And they would either tell us a restaurant or just tell us a dish that they loved. And we really, I think in the whole time we were there, we never had one meal that we were like, it was okay. Everything was amazing. One thing better than the other. I mean, just really awesome.
The vegetables are all fresh. The fish is all fresh.
The fruit, too. Like when they'd have these big displays of fruit just on the street, like in a market.
You know what my 10 cents worth of advice would be with the food in any foreign country, but also Greece? As an American, you tend to gravitate towards the stuff you recognize. Oh, I know what that is, you know. And you're scanning the menu looking for things you know. I would encourage people to look at the things in the menu that you have no idea what they are.
Good idea.
And then grab your server, who probably speaks English in Greece, and get them to tell you about the other things and give it a whirl. Like, give it a try. Order something that is literally and figuratively foreign to you. And that's sometimes how you find the best meals, the best food. And that keeps it interesting. Like, you know, it's really easy to go to the cheeseburger or whatever. But really try that. That's why you travel.
Gary, the little donuts, are they called lumades?
Lucomades.
Lucomades. Yes. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Those were so amazing. Yes. We had a little place that sold them right by our hotel when we were in Athens. And we would go there almost every day and try different toppings.
It was the Plaka.
Yes, the Plaka.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful area.
And all the different desserts. Oh, I could just tell you there's so many ones that you won't find in America that are mainly done in Greece.
Yes.
But,
yes.
But Lucumades is a big hit, and many of our churches offer that as a special deal for
okay.
people.
So we're going to have to join the Greek Orthodox Church now.
So the other thing that you did by cruise ship, and many people have to do by ferry boats, because very few of the Greek islands have airports. Mm-hmm. So many people have to take the ferry boats. When I told an individual we went to Patmos from Athens, that's an 8.5-hour mm-hmm. trip. And it's going, the boat's flying like a cruise ship, but it's going fast. And it has cars, it has people, it has cabins. So, again, if you want to go to certain islands, it's the only way to go there is by ferry boat or take a cruise ship that stops at various islands.
And the reason we picked to go to Aegina. Say it again, Aegina. When we picked to go to there, it was because it was a short ferry ride and we were in Athens. So we were keeping our same hotel and all. And it was so efficient, the ferry service. I mean, they said this ferry will leave at 1:23, and at 1:23 that gangplank was coming up, but we had no idea that like big 18-wheelers and stuff get on there, buses. It was amazing.
They're huge and they're nice. I think people here tend to think of ferries as these small,
bouncing things. No, they had cafe and like big booths, and you could sit outside or inside.
Food, coffee, bathrooms.
It was really impressive.
And I did want to mention quickly our YouTube page, Rolling with the Halls.
Yes, do that.
We had done some videos about our trip of Greece, and we did one for Aegina Island and Mykonos. We're working on one for Santorini. So what we don't cover here today,
definitely
people can go to our Rolling with the Halls YouTube
Rolling
page.
With the Hall.
And we also have a Facebook page too that we always share the YouTube videos on there.
And
as
we've
well.
Done a series of videos that dive into these things we're talking quickly
good,
about.
Because today. We don't have any more time left. Right. We covered a lot of topics here and a lot of suggestions. I hope, again, our listeners out there got some good advice, and hopefully in the near future they'll make plans to go to Greece and Italy and throughout Europe.
Highly recommend it. Yeah, I have no disappointments. I'm just trying to plan my next trip there so I could see more islands.
Well, I'm glad you got to experience it. You got to go to, you know, historical sites as well as ancient sites as well as Christian sites throughout the country. I mean, there's many other things I could – could go on and on and tell you about places that people don't even think about when they go there. I mean, it's amazing.
Some of the less traveled islands.
Yeah, some less traveled islands. Yeah.
Don't wait. Don't put it off.
That's right.
Now's the time.
Well, thank you again for joining us today on the Best of Times radio show. You're very wonderful. We're going to have you back again, Donna. I'm very impressed again about your career. And,
thank you.
And that's a tough job. I remember dealing with all the hairstylists and the wardrobe
people. It's glamorous. Oh, it's not so glamorous. Wow. It's a lot of manual labor.
Well, after the show, I'll tell you a little bit about my experiences with them. They were so wonderful. But again, thank you again for joining us today. Thank you, Shannon.
Thank you.
You're gaining more and more experience here. Hopefully you can take it over soon for me when I'm traveling to somewhere in the world that you can take it over.
You may be going to Greece.
That's right.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone, for joining our show today. Don't forget to listen to our show next Saturday for more information that could benefit you or your loved ones. Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.